24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I want to wish all my listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope these broadcasts have been a blessing to help you change your life and get on the right path here. Well, this morning, I am honored to have on the phone with me this morning, Apostle Theron Holliday. How are you, Pastor? Apostle?
I'm doing fine this morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me this morning. So tell my listeners a little bit about you and what you do.
Okay. First of all, my name is Theron Holliday. I got saved in December 27th, 1992 at 1:45 p.m. And my mom is Martha Holliday, and I'm from Irwin, North Carolina. And not only that, then as he saved me, he called me into the ministry. But my first vision from God, I was 4 years old. I told my grandfather my father was going to get killed, but my father got killed when I was five. I seen all that. And then when I turned 13, I started drinking. Started drinking and doing drugs and stuff, pills and stuff, and then I didn't stop drinking until 1992. That's when God saved me. God saved me, then I was saved for about 2 years. Called me in ministry as a prophet, and so I've been in ministry ever since then, about 19 years now. And also, then started using it in a mighty way. He gave me a church in Fairview. Then he turned around and gave me a church down in Lumber. And not only that, when I got saved, I had family to go against me, had church people to go against me, all kinds of ways. But also, nevertheless, I was a alcoholic, a drug addict, cocaine user, crack user, heroin user, and God delivered me. If God delivered me, he can deliver anybody. But God had gave me a word that said that he's going to bless his people in 2020 like he never blessed before. Well, also, at the same time, God will move. But in my life, you know, I thought I was a little nobody because I couldn't read. I couldn't do nothing. But God taught me like he did Moses. And so then I got married in 99. That's the best thing that ever happened to me. I tried to get my family down to help me get licenses and everything, but they wouldn't do it. So I met my wife, Bridget Holliday. And she helped me get a license, get a car, everything. I had no suits. And after then we started working as a team. Then she had 14 strokes. She's still living. But may God be the glory. I'm a caregiver. And also, I'm a caregiver for the Lord. Also, I love the Lord and my wife. And then not only that, he gave me a powerful ministry, delivered faith-healing ministry. 421 McGregor Road in Lomburn, North Carolina. And I would love for y'all guys to come out sometime to see what kind of ministry we have. I promise you, if you ever walk through the doors, you will go out different. And it'll be a good thing. But to the people this morning, I don't know who it is around this nation, but they're going through finna get ready to get put out of their home. God said, not so. He put them back in their home, and then he's going to turn around and bless them with a new home. I don't know who Carrie Smith is. She stayed in Sanford, North Carolina. I don't know who she is, but God is going to bless her. Thus said the Lord our God. And not only that, God's going to bless this radio station. I'm just hearing from heaven right now. As Psalm 34 and 6, he said, well, poor man cried, God heard our cry and delivered from all our trouble. And then Revelation said, I'll wipe away all your tears. No more sorrow and no more death. But also, people, remember this right here. God can deliver your daughter or your son or your niece or your nephew. Because if God did it for alcohol, drugs, cocaine, crack, heroin, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Thus says the Lord our God. Amen.
Amen. And what has been the lowest point in your life, Apostle, that propelled you into this great ministry that you have today?
Okay, the lowest point, be honest with you, I went to church. I didn't go to church to get saved. I just went to church. And I went to church to get a woman out of the church, and I got called. God called me, and when I come out of the church, I was saved. But my lowest point was when my wife went in the hospital and died. That was my lowest point. And God, I mean, he raised me up. But really, my lowest point, what happened whenever 1991, before I got saved, I did some crack, and my heart started beating. And that's when I went to church that next Sunday. That's what happened with that. That was my lowest point. Amen.
You took some crack and died?
Yes. I did some, heroin. I did some heroin one night, and my heart just started beating for about 2 hours. When you do heroin, you just sit there. You can't do nothing. Your heart just stopped beating. And I didn't, and that was the last time I did that. I ain't do that no more.
Oh, wow. I hope you didn't. Okay, so after the heroin incident, you knew you had to find something, huh?
Uh-huh. After that happened, I didn't do no more heroin. But I said, oh, the Lord, but every time I would get drunk, I would start preaching. I would start playing with God. I told God, I said, God, if you take this stuff from me, I'll quit drinking. But make me so sick, but not going to the hospital on a bed of sickness. My body began to get sick. I began to go out to buy the highest look it was, the drinking, and still couldn't get high.
Wow. That is truly amazing. Well, what led you to the drug addiction and the alcohol? I mean, what was going on in your life that led you into that direction?
When I was 4 years old, that my first vision from God. I see my dad getting killed. Then when I turned 5, I see my dad get killed in the bed sleep. Then when I turned 13, I start thinking about, from 5 to 13, that's all I would think about my dad. I had an attitude. Then when I turned 13, that's when I started drinking.
Okay, so that's when the rebellious hit in there,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't stop drinking from the age of 13 to 1992.
Oh, wow. And when you experienced this vision from God at what, 4?
Yeah,
I
4
mean,
years
what
old.
Went through your mind? What were you thinking when you got this vision?
I didn't know what it was, but I don't think I know my granddaddy. He was in the field, and I said, Granddad, my dad going to get killed. This man going to kill my dad. My granddad told me to go in the house. And when I turned 5, we was in the field playing softball. I remember like yesterday, me, my brother, my daddy, and Buddy Cap, that was his cousin. We were playing softball. The man got mad because he couldn't hit the ball. So my dad got tired and went in the house and went to sleep. I went in the house watching TV. Matter of fact, King Kong was on. I'll never forget it. And I was looking at Dad in the same room, and the man shot Daddy in the heart. And that gave my attitude. Then when we went to court at age of 6, I told the judge if I ever got big enough, I'm going to kill him. And then the age of 9, I had another vision. I told my granddaddy that this man had killed himself and going to kill Daddy, and they announced it on the radio about 2 weeks later. He killed himself. He hung himself in prison.
Really? So he did go to prison?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So forwarding on to the ministry today, you said it's Faith Deliverance Ministry?
Mm-hmm. Deliver, just like being
Deliverance
delivered.
Faith Ministry.
Yeah, deliver faith. So you got to be delivered. Then faith, once you be delivered, then you catch hold to some faith. Then once you get the faith, then you got to be healed. When God heals you, then you can get into the ministry.
Okay, deliver, now you say you married Bridget, and
yeah.
She has had 14 strokes and still
yes.
alive,
yes.
And she's still in the ministry with you.
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, when I first met her, and I met her in 1995, we were going to the same church. I was asking, Lord, where my wife is? My wife is sitting right there, and I'm trying to get another woman in church. And that didn't work out, and so she was too expensive. So I came to church one day. I said, Lord, I want me a wife. He said, look at your wife, and I got so happy. I thought we were talking about the woman, the same woman I'm talking to. And he said, no, over there. I said, no, that ain't my wife. And but I ended up marrying her, and that's the best thing that ever happened to me. God knows it is. That's the best thing. And like I said, when I met her, I ain't have but one suit, no driving license, no car, but I had a job. And when I met her, she was a demon fighter. She'll see a demon on a person. She will attack that demon. And then when we got in the ministry together in 95, we started going together in 95. And I think 3 weeks later, I asked her to marry me. She told me I was crazy. Then we got married in 99. And that's when we've been in the ministry. From 99, we got married in 99. We was in the ministry. Then in 2004, she had her first stroke. That's when she died. And I was at work. And they had called me to talk to my wife. Real sick, died. I didn't leave work till 3 o'clock that day. They called me at 12 o'clock. And when I got at the hospital, I told them to take me where you lay my wife. I said, my wife's going to answer me. And they said, I'm sorry, your wife is dead. And I called her name. She answered me. And the doctor didn't believe it.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So you got into this ministry, you and your wife, and now you're in the church in Laurinburg, North Carolina. And how is that manifestation going on there? Are the people receptive to you? Because I know being born in Laurinburg, they're like 100 years behind time, in my opinion. So how is the ministry going there for you as far as getting these people delivered and saved?
Ooh, boy, that is a good question. When I first went to Laurinburg, I had so many warlocks kicking against me.
Wow.
People, they didn't receive nothing. I had warlocks come to the church, told me I would never come back down to Laurinburg. And witch doctor told me I would never come back down to Laurinburg. And this is what I told them. I said, well, I'll be back next Sunday. Y'all come on back. That's what I told them. But it was a struggle to start off with Laurinburg. I hated Laurinburg to start off with, but I love it now. And the ministry I got now, we small it in them, but we're mighty in Christ. It's about 8 of us, but we is mighty in Christ, and they receive Christ, and now they is delivered from all the mess, and now they see what God is doing. But Laurinburg is a big struggle. They don't want to be delivered. I think they love what they're doing. But I want to leave Laurinburg, but I can't. God won't let me leave. He told me to stay there because I got a work to do. He told me Laurinburg wasn't going to be delivered. Amen.
Amen, because I tell you, I hate to even go back down there to even visit my mom.
Yeah.
It is truly, like you said, they don't want to be delivered, and they definitely do not understand the Holy Ghost.
Yes. No,
so
they do
when
not.
Somebody come in with that kind of power, you know, they're not ready to receive. Definitely
yeah.
not.
And
but my
I
hat
found
goes
out.
Off to you that you're going to stay down there.
Yeah, and I
stay
found out
there.
About Lombard.
Yeah, to okay. help get those people delivered, because I'm
yes.
telling you that they really need to be delivered from their ways
yes,
down
ma'am.
There.
Yes, ma'am. And I found out about Lombard when I went down there. They used to put dead frogs at the door, snakes, you name
at
it.
At the church?
Yes. At the church.
What?
Yes. I had a man come in and tell him, and he had some skeletal head on a stick pointed at me, told him I never, ever, I would be cursed and I'd never come back down there.
Oh, my God. They really do not want to get delivered, do they?
No. And then I found out that I met this man of God that I forgot his name, but he had seen me in Lombard. He told me, he said, I'm going to tell you right now, he's a prophet. I said, yes, sir. He said, all true prophets, when they come to Lombard, these people run their prophets out of Lombard, and Lombard is mad with you because you ain't going nowhere. Lombard is mad with me because I ain't going nowhere.
Well, I'm definitely glad you're taking a stand with the Lord. And once they see you not going nowhere, they'll be like the devil. You know, he'll mess with you for a minute. But once
yeah.
he knows who got the power, he'll go on to leave you for a season at least.
Yes. Oh, I didn't tell you what happened to the church. Let me tell y'all what happened to the church. We was ministering one day in the church. I was ministering one day in the church, and a person came in and got delivered from council. And the whole church got dark. A real dark cloud came over when this man walked in the door. This man and woman walked in the door, and they said they was root doctor something. They stayed in maximum, and when they walked in, the whole church got so dark, like a cloud. You know how a cloud
mm-hmm.
over something didn't get real dark? Well,
right.
That's what happened. And on the inside for a moment, the whole church turned red, like the pits of hell.
Oh.
All the members seen it. But the person got delivered, though.
Thank you,
Jesus. And the two... And the couple what came in, they left out running cussing.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. They ride by the church now, every now and then, now and just look, but they won't stop. They won't stop no more.
Well, I know you being a prophet don't question God, but have you ever had the notion to say, God, why me and why this place?
Many times. And you know what he told me? He said, why not you? I'm like, Lord, I'm tired of Lombard. Send me anywhere but Lombard. That's what I told God. He sent me anywhere else but Lombard. And then, I told the church. My wife didn't believe me. I told the church that I had walked on the water. Nobody believed that. I did not know that when my wife had got sick. And I went fishing, and it was a railroad track in Littleton. And I did not know how this woman was walking down the railroad track. I was fishing, and the Lord said, come here, my little prophet. That's the way he called me. I just dropped the pole and started walking. I walked all the way across that pond, and a snake bit me on my leg, and the snake fell on the water dead. Got over to an oak tree and bent down, gave God a praise, and walked back across the water, picked my pole up, got to my car and left. The lady looked for me for 2 years. She finally found me in Fayetteville. She came in. She said, can I testify? And she finally testified. And she told the church how I had walked on the water. She didn't believe it herself. She said she didn't believe it herself. But she knew what she seen.
Now, that is something. I don't think I've ever met anybody that could say that, Apostle.
Yeah. My church didn't believe it neither. I'm serious. My church didn't believe it. My wife told me, don't tell it no more. I got so I wouldn't say nothing. And I said, Lord, you got to send a witness or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one Sunday, this lady walked in, And she said, I'll testify, sir, still up. We said, yeah. And she got up and testified about it in the church, went into a praise, a big praise.
Wow. Well, I am so glad because it's really difficult when you don't know. When you don't know, you know, you get these gifts and you don't know what to do with them sometimes, and when you don't have the understanding. So that's why the Bible tells you in all you're getting, get an understanding.
Yes, ma'am. All the time.
Yeah.
And do you know when I first got into ministry, I could not talk. I stuttered so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I stuttered so bad and couldn't read a lick. And boy, the Lord is teaching me how to read.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, Apostle, I do want to thank you for taking time to speak with me this morning. And could you just give my listening audience three nuggets that will help them have a better life?
Yes. Number one, stay humble. You stay humble, you'll eat the good of the land. You stay focused. I lift my eyes unto the hills of which come my help. And number three, stand on the word of God. Them three things, and it will work. That's why my wife is still here. She's doing them three things. Staying humble, staying focused, and stand on the word of God. That's what my church do.
Good. Well, again, I do want to thank you for this opportunity to interview you this morning. And again, to my listeners, I hope this has been a blessing to you this morning and that you take what Apostle said, take those nuggets and run with it because he is an awesome man of God. I've had the opportunity to witness his ministry and what he does in it. And a lot of people are afraid of him, like he said, but he is definitely a man sent from God. So do you have a social media, or how can my audience get in touch with you, Apostle Holiday?
Let me get with my secretary, and let her, but they can come at 919-807-9941. And that's my cell phone number. And that's the church number, too.
Okay. Great. Well, broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. To my listeners, again, I want to thank you each week for listening to these broadcasts, and I'm wishing you a happy holiday. Spend it with your family, or like I said the other week, if you know somebody that don't have family, just be a blessing to them this holiday season. And thank you for that word, Apostle. God
is
doing great things in 2020.
Yes, ma'am. Great things in 2020 for the saints of God, I'm telling you.
All right now. I feel it coming right now myself.
Yep. I'm telling you, the third month is coming. When the third month come here, I see some checks done been released.
All right, now. Well, I hope one sign my address here in Cary, North Carolina, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. Radio show, I've been telling the people all year what God had gave me. He said the saints of God, that he's going to bless them with $1 million.
Oh, wow.
All the saints of God, and I had one person call me this year, tell me, boy, they got their $1 million.
Okay, well, I'm definitely claiming my million, I tell you, because
Amen.
I'm going to use it to glorify him. So I'm definitely claiming my million, Apostle, I tell you.
Yes, and I'll get back with the radio station about when the church built a church in Longbury. We're in the process of trying to build a church. So,
we're claiming you'll get that built real soon. God's going to, he's a provider. So we're praying with you and in agreement with you that you get that church built in the next 90 days.
We're going about donation. And we had somebody the other day to send a donation through the mail. They sent us $25, so my secretary put in a safe box. Couple we're taking donation at P.O. Box 14074, Raleigh, North Carolina 27620. And that name is Theron Holiday.
All right. Well, listen, you be blessed. Again, I want to thank you for taking this opportunity to speak with me this morning. And Merry Christmas to you and your wife as well.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Okay, be blessed.
All right, you too. God bless y'all. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.